RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. WWF to hold the 10th Earth Hour. Indonesian Basnas is better because of its rule. Now the news in detail. The 10th Earth Hour will be held around the world, including in Indonesia. The global movement to switch off lights in houses and buildings for 1 hour is deemed sign a light on climate action, from moment to movement, where the public are invited to be more actively protecting the nature. Beside the team, Dewi Satriani, campaign and mobilization manager of WWF Indonesia, said that Earth Hour in Indonesia will also hold the Sejuta Aksi or 1 million action campaign, where each hour Indonesian community will donate 1 million t-shirts that will be turned into shopping bags in order to reduce use of public bags. How to say plastic bag.
Bedanya adalah kita menetapkan secara tegas.
The difference is that we assertively set the targets. In 2030, all high-rise buildings in Jakarta would be able to reduce 30% of their water consumption, energy use, and greenhouse gas emissions.
Listriknya 30% dan emisi gas rumah kacanya 30%.
Furthermore, Dewi Satriani stated the Earth Hour general invites the public and the government to move beyond the movement of switching off lights into real actions for the environment through eco-friendly lifestyle. Besides, Dewi added, the number of cities in Indonesia that will participate in the 10th Earth Hour increases into 70 cities from 50 cities in the previous year. The meeting of the World Zakat Forum, WSF, lasting from March 15 to 16, gives a special and right meaning in the management of Zakat. In a panel discussion during the two-day meeting, which involves a lot of speakers from abroad, the panelists have provided models and procedures for the management of Zakat. Haji Hafendri, representative of Badan Amil Zakat National Basnas, Merangin District, Jambi Province, interrupted during a discussion panel to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday afternoon. At the meeting, WZF at the Saripan Pacific Jakarta said that what the panelists presented was a good thing, especially referring to the speech of Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin at the opening of forum on Wednesday about contemporary fiqh. However, Hafendri said that what the panelists described is in general nature, but the model of Indonesian Basnas is better. In the future, the number of members will be added. Now the members come from 16 OIC member countries, while the OIC members are around 50 countries. So we will widen the members with the hope that all OIC members can be members of this forum. This will include associate membership from countries with Muslim population, and we will try our best so that the member could be represent their countries.
Anggota itu merepresentasikan negara.
Have handwritten, in the near future, there will be a presidential instruction related to the management of Zakat in Indonesia. In addition, he hopes that there is cooperation of the Minister of Religious Affairs, Zakat, MUI, and management so that people become clearer about Zakat. If the management is organized better, this may be able to help alleviate poverty and increase public aware welfare, given that Indonesia is prominently populated by Muslims. International Conference on World Zakat Forum WZF 2017 has provided many important contributions from various forms of zakat management of the various member countries. Zakat experts from various countries share ideas on the management of zakat in Indonesia. Therefore, zakat can be a reference in alleviating poverty in the world. Deputy Director of Center for Islamic Charity and Social Finance Malaysia, Muhammad Saladin Abdul Rasul, on the sidelines of the World Zakat Forum in Jakarta to our rival service Voice of Indonesia said on Tuesday that the World Zakat Forum member countries should be able to establish cooperation.
The target for this forum is so that we work together so that there's one institute that we can put on and we can work together in this forum. So now we have this World Zakat Forum, but how do we work together? So that we want that all the country or members of the forum to work together, maybe meeting every year once at least, so that we will make ways to eradicate poverty, especially to make sure that zakat is being distributed all over the world.
Muhammad Saladin Abdul Rasul also said that to overcome poverty all over the world, all Muslim countries must actively participate in taking various measures. He said that Muslim countries or Muslims should have a target to work harder to reduce poverty through almsgiving. The World Zakat Forum 2017 was held in Jakarta on March 15 and 16. The zakat activists of 16 member countries met and shared their experiences in a series of events such as lectures and panel discussions. Economy of Cyprus to the Board of Saudi Arabian Ministry, Dr. Saleh Ali Al-Wati, compared the experience of Saudi Arabian government on imposing zakat or obligatory alms to individuals and companies. He expressed hope that it could be applied in other Muslim countries. Thanks God, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been doing that, and we encourage entrepreneurs, companies and institutions to continuously pay zakat, and the Saudi government has the media to force them to implement their obligations. The General Treasurer of the government is to distribute zakat from the zakat payer so that the zakat recipients could have a monthly salary and distribute aid in winter and for students. We hope it can also be applied in other Islamic countries. Saleh Ali Al-Waji further explained that the zakat revenue of Saudi Arabia last year reached more than 15 billion rial. The institution provides funding every week to the social ministry through the social security institution, whose role is to distribute alms to about 3 million zakat recipients. Related to the 10th annual Earth Hour to be held around the world, including in Indonesia on March 25, 2015, World Wildlife Indonesia calls all stakeholders, including the government of Indonesia, to actively participate in reducing ecological footprint for the sustainable nature. In response to the call, Jakarta Deputy Governor for Special Planning and Environment, Oswar Muhasin Mungkas, in a press briefing on Tuesday confirmed that Jakarta administration, along with stakeholders and private companies, is committed to supporting the sustainability of the nature, with a concrete target so-called the 30-30 commitment. In the commitment, the high-rise building in Jakarta is expected to reduce the use of energy and greenhouse gas emissions up to 30% by 2030. Oswar Muhasin also explained the 30-30 commitment is in line with the Governor Regulation No. 30-2012 on green building, saying that high-rise building with more than 8 stories must apply green building scheme. Aswar added, although regulation had been published in 2012, until 2015 there had not been any significant action to support the policy. Minister of Religious Affairs Lutman Hakim Saifuddin said that the practice of religious harmony in Indonesia is good. The National Conference on Freedom of Religion and Belief initiated by the National Commission on Human Rights in Jakarta on Tuesday. The minister explained that the relationship between the state and religion in Indonesia is very typical. Indonesia is known as a religious nation. Religion and state Indonesia need and control each other. The government needs religions as a controlling factor. Minister Lutman Hakim is grateful that based on the macro perspective, Indonesia could manage the interreligious harmony in Indonesia. Insert Sekar, Indonesia is very diverse and very wide, we should be that. In the middle of very complex polarity, we still could preserve the harmony despite of some particular issues. Tutup. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin further explained that his ministry has four attempts to create freedom of religion and belief. The first strategy is dialogue. Minister of Religious Affairs has a forum of religious harmony in every province and district or city as a representation of the religious assembly. The next strategy is socialization of regulation, strengthening of regulation and development of partnership. Currently, the government is also preparing a draft law on the protection of religious communities. The last item, World Zakat Forum, WZF, is established to improve the welfare of people and to alleviate poverty in the Muslim-majority countries. Therefore, in the Jakarta meeting, the delegates hoped the organization would be more solid. In this regard, Chairman of National Zakat Agency of Indonesia, Bambang Sudibyo, arrival service voice of Indonesia, on the sidelines of the conference of the World Zakat Forum in Jakarta on Tuesday said that in addition to strengthening the organization, the forum will also seek to extend its membership, which currently consists of 16 countries. Bambang Sudibyo also added that he expects a permanent secretary and better administration of the forum zakat, referring to the desire to expand the membership. Chairman of the board, Bambang Sudibyo, also expected the result of the panel discussing the World Zakat Forum 2017 in Jakarta with the speaker from different countries could create valuable input for the National Zakat Agency of Indonesia, Basnas Indonesia, to improve the national zakat in Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello, listener. Our commentary today entitled The Result of Dutch Election in the Perspective of European Geopolitics. The result of Dutch election has made not only its people feel happy, but also the European Union leaders feel relief. This was in connection with the defeat of the populist party that was originally thought to gain the most votes in this election. The populist party is under the leadership of Geert Wilders. In a campaign calling for anti-Islamic policy, anti-European Union, and rejecting immigrants. Previously, the potential victory of the Populist Party raised fears of the emergence of Dutch policy of intolerance and further weakening the European Union. In fact, Geert Wilders' party in the quick count only received 18% of the vote. It won the polls, but ahead of the general election for a few days, which was held on March 15, 2017, the support of the Wilders began to decline. The result of the preliminary calculation indicated that incumbent Prime Minister Mark Rutte, with the central right-wing party, won 31 of the 150 seats. Other parties gained less than 20% of the vote. The Dutch general election 2017 was recorded as the one with the highest participation over the last 30 years, with 81% of voters. The leaders of European Union countries welcomed the victory of Rutte. One of the European Union countries that immediately welcomed the result of the Dutch general election is Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel soon contacted Dutch Prime Minister Rutte via telephone to express congratulations, and she was relieved that Rutte's party won the general election. Despite the victory, the party of Prime Minister Rutte, People's Party for Freedom, VVD, must form a coalition with other parties to form a government, is said with the Populist Party. One of the parties likely to be a coalition is Green-led Party or GroenLinks under the leadership of Jesse Klaver, which is predicted to gain 16 seats in the Dutch parliament. Unlike the Green Party in Europe in general, Klaver is struggling to improve educational sector in the Netherlands and not anti-immigrant. Klaver's sympathizers call himself with 30 years old as the Dutch Obama. Klaver, whose father comes from Morocco and his mother is of mixed Dutch-Indonesian, repeatedly emphasized the importance of openness and tolerance. Many countries, especially member countries of European Union, welcomed positively the result of the Dutch election, be it populist party. But the geopolitics of Europe may still be looking for a new form, given that some countries, including France and Germany, will also hold elections. If the general election in both countries will later similar, will be later similar with the result in the Dutch general election. The European geopolitics may be conducive towards immigrants and be open as well as tolerant with Islam. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event which occurred on March 17, 1969, when Golda Meir was elected as Prime Minister of Israel. Golda Meir was an Israeli teacher, stateswoman, and politician, and the first Prime Minister of Israel. Meir was elected as Prime Minister of Israel on March 17, 1969, after serving as Minister of Labor and Foreign Minister. The world's fourth and Israel's first and only woman to hold such an office, she has been described as the Iron Lady of Israeli politics, though her tenure ended before that term was applied to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Former Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion used to call Meir the best man in the government. She was often portrayed as the strong-willed, straight-talking, great-born grandmother of the Jewish people. Meir resigned as Prime Minister in 1974, the year following the Yom Kippur War. She died in 1978 of lymphoma. The next event was in 1987 when Prince Louis Victor de Broglie died. Louis Victor de Broglie was a French physicist. Louis Victor de Broglie was a French physicist who made groundbreaking contributions to quantum theory. In his 1924 PhD thesis, he postulated the wave nature of electrons and suggested that all matter has wave properties. This concept is known as the Broglie hypothesis, an example of wave-particle duality and forms of central part of the theory of quantum mechanics. De Broglie won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1929, after the wave-like behavior of matter was first experimentally demonstrated in 1927. Prince Louis Victor de Broglie died on March 17, 1987. And the last event was in 1963 when Mount Agung erupted. Mount Agung or Gunung Agung is a mountain in Bali, Indonesia. This stratovolcano is the highest point on the island. It dominates the surrounding area, influencing the climate. The clouds come from the west and Agung takes their water so that the west is lush and green while the east dry and barren. The Balinese believe that Mount Agung is a replica of Mount Meru, the central axis of the universe. One legend holds that the mountain is a fragment of Meru brought to Bali by the first Hindus. The most important temple of Bali, Pura Besakih, is located high on the slopes of Mount Agung. Mount Agung last erupted in 1963 to 1964 and is still active, with a large and very deep crater which occasionally belches smoke and ash. From a distance, the mountain appears to be perfectly conical, despite the existence of the large crater. That was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Focus. Today's edition will invite you to talk about Indonesian President invites South Korea to increase investment in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has officially opened Indonesia-Korea Business Summit 2017, held in Jakarta Tuesday, March 14, 2017. During his speech, President Joko Widodo invites South Korean businessmen to invest in four major sectors in Indonesia, namely the industrial sector, tourism, renewable energy, and creative economy. President Joko Widodo said, Indonesia is an archipelagic country which still has many under-construction connectivities. Indonesia is also focusing on reducing the use of fossil energy. Therefore, President Joko Widodo invited South Korea to make sustainable cooperation in the field of creative economy. According to President, Indonesia is a country with a very rich culture, while Korea well known with its K-pop style. Therefore, cooperation between the two countries in the field of creative economy is very favorable. President Joko Widodo also said, 2 years ago, the government has reduced the fuel subsidy of about 8%. Such subsidy was diverted to some productive sectors, including infrastructure, education, and health. Moreover, the use of the current budget is no longer focused to the provision of subsidies. The government is focusing on building infrastructure projects. Indonesia will build a large infrastructure, the 35,000 megawatt power project programmed, 1,000 kilometers toll roads, and 15 new airport. Therefore, South Korea is expected can increase its investment in Indonesia. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also said South Korea is the third largest foreign investor in Indonesia. Korean companies have contributed investment to the real industry, petrochemical and garment, involving 900,000 Indonesian workers. President Joko Widodo said in the future, the tourism sector and creative industries are expected to become a new sector for cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea. Indonesia has a lot of creative products, such as handicrafts, that have a high value of art and culture. The music and creative industry products have also been owned by Indonesia. The existence of 10 destinations will be promoted as New Bali. The 10 destinations are expected to attract South Korean investors coming to the sector. In the meantime, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board BKBM, Thomas Trikasi Lambong, also convinced South Korean businessmen to increase their investment in Indonesia. In addition, Thomas Lambong explained, with bureaucratic reform being undertaken by Indonesia, the licensing process to invest will be more easily. Indonesia-Korea Business Summit 2017 was participated in by about 500 entrepreneurs of Indonesia and South Korea. South Korean businessmen coming from some top companies such as CJ Group, Hyundai Motor, Korean Air, and Samsung. In this activity, it was also signed a Memorandum of Understanding by the head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Thomas Lambong, and CEO of Korea Investment Agency Kotra, Kim Jae-hong. The cooperation related to the investment promotion for leading sectors such as construction and infrastructure, manufacturing, lifestyle, tourism, connectivity, information technology, e-commerce, and creative economy. Listener, that was today's focus.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. The 10th Earth Hour will be held around the world, including in Indonesia. The global movement to switch off lights in houses and buildings for 1 hour is deemed shine a light on climate action from movement to movement where the public are invited to be more actively protecting the nature. The meeting of the World Zakat Forum, lasting from March 15 to 16, gives a special and right meaning in the nation of Zakat. In a panel discussion during the two-day meeting, which involves a lot of speakers from abroad, the panelists had provided models and procedures for the nation of Zakat. The International Conference on World Zakat Forum 2017 has provided many important contributions for various forms of zakat management of the various member countries. The World Zakat Forum 2017 was held in Jakarta on March 15 and 16. The Zakat leaders of 16 member states met and shared their experience in a series of events such as lectures and panel discussion. Relative to the 10th annual Earth Hour to be held around the world, including Indonesia on March 25, 2016. World Wildlife Indonesia calls on all stakeholders, including the government of Indonesia, to actively participate in reducing ecological footprint for the sustainable nature. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said the practice of religious harmony in Indonesia is very good. The World Zakat Forum is established to improve the welfare of people and to alleviate poverty in the Muslim majority countries. Therefore, in the Jakarta meeting, the delegates hoped the organization would be more solid. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Kaliwonan tradition, so stay tuned. Listener, Pangandaran is one of regions which become a leading tourism destination in West Java province. No wonder indeed, many tourists visit there. The regency has at least 8 exotic beaches. The famous one which mostly visited is Pangandaran Beach. There are natural baths, natural reserves, as well as natural caves. There is also a tradition, art and culture of the people, which still continue to be preserved. This is certainly adds to the appeal of Pangandaran Beach. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you to a unique tradition of the local people of Pangandaran, which is still preserved until nowadays, namely the Kaliwonan tradition. Kaliwonan tradition is bathing tradition of toddlers, which was inherited by the people hereditarily in the Pangandaran. The tradition never shifted, both the procedure or practice, despite the change of times. This traditional ceremony is usually done every Friday. Why on Friday? Because, in view of Islamic teaching, Friday is a special day. While in view of culture, Friday is the day where angels and the spirits of the ancestors will give blessing to their children and grandchildren, especially for those who carry out the ancestors' tradition. Listener, Kaliwonan toddler tradition is believed as one of the traditions to acquire blessing for children for their life safety, physical health, and have a positive aura appeal. Kaliwonan bathing tradition by using flower water that has been recited prayers while massaging the baby in a certain part of body by reciting incantations. The water is prepared with some provisions including ancient coins made of metal balm with a picture of Queen Wilhelmina and sacred natural stone. In addition, it is also prepared a variety of foods and water in a bottle, then taken back to their respective homes. Listener, in addition to obtain blessing, the Kaliwonan toddler's tradition is usually used as a means of gathering of residents and sharing experiences between mothers for care of their children, so that the tradition is socially beneficial. In addition, the local people also believed the child who become an object in Kaliwonan tradition has a good behavior. Listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kaliwonan Tradition. We will see you again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa and goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Nurse Day. Fewer Indonesian people know National Nurse Day, including the nurses themselves. Commemorating the National Nurse Day is actually to remember the first establishment of the nurse organization, Indonesian National Nurse Association, or PPNI. This organization was established on March 17, 1974. This professional organization was established because there are several nurses that need to have an organization to gather all nurses in Indonesia. This organization is aimed at organizing, developing, and increasing safe nursing practice, competence, quality, and professionalism for Indonesian people. The member of PPNI have played real role in the society by narrowing the gap in medical service, facilitating health access, improving similar quality health services. These aspects makes Marcelinus Welip determined to become a nurse in his homeland, Papua. There are also other aspects that make him want to be nurse. The moment was when he saw a nurse taking care of his father with sincere heart. The guy often called Marcel is dedicating his life to serve and provide inspiration for other medical workers in Papua. Marcel has been working in Towe District Public Health Center in the middle of the tropical jungle in Papua. This area, mostly inhabited by native Papua people, is far from medical access. Marcel was ready to quit from his position as the head of Public Health Center Administration in Arso, Kirom, Papua, to save more than 1,900 people in 7 villages that he visits regularly. Toy District is an abbreviation of Web District Kerom. There are 7 villages, including Toy, such as Toy Atas, Toy Hitam, Milky, Lules, Terfonis, and Tefalma. The condition in this area is very alarming because the people do not know healthy lifestyle. This is also the big reason why Marcel wants to provide health service in the area. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miss Leni that informed you about National Nurse Day. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miss Leni.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me in our regular segments of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's editions of Music Corner presents you Fethi Fera, an Indonesian female dangdut singer, chosen as the best female dangdut singer in the 1995 HDX Music Award. She was one of a few Indonesian dangdut singers who successfully performed in some countries, such as in France, the Netherlands, Hungary, England, and the United States. Listener, to begin our program, here is a song entitled Gerimis by Fethi Fera. Happy listening.
Dalam dekatmu kasih, aku kira kau bisikan.
Patti Vera released her very first album in the 1990s, and as a newcomer at the time, her first album had not yet successfully penetrated the Indonesian commercial music industry. But it did not last for a long time. The second album she released a year after the first one, and she managed to penetrate the Indonesian dangdut music industry known for fierce competition over the ever-popular single Sedang Sedang Saja. Since then, Patti Vera's assistance in the Indonesian dangdut industry began to be recognized. Her songs combined with her stage performances that slightly adapted the movements of two international megastars, Michael and Janet Jackson. But Patti Vera was one of the most popular dangdut singers in Indonesia at the time. Listener, let's listen to another song by Patti Vera entitled Jangan Minder. Stay tuned.
Jika lo cinta
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia, in a segment of Music Corner, and we are now giving you information about Indonesia's female dangdut singer, Fethi Fera. After successfully winning the Best Dangdut Singer title in 1995, Fethi Fera was awarded the title as the Best Solo Dangdut Singer in 2006. She also collaborated with her younger brother, Alam, who is also a popular dangdut singer in Indonesia. Until today, Fethi Fera still actively performs in Indonesian dangdut scene and still releases albums. Listener, to wrap up today's Music Corner, let's listen to a song by Fethi Fera entitled Jangan Bilang Bilang. Have a nice day and sampai jumpa lagi.
Cinta kepadamu, mengapa sih kau bilang-bilang di mataku ini ada panah-panah asmara cintamu, sehingga tetanggaku yang mendengar ceritanya semuanya jadi pasang. Cinta kepadamu.
Oka!
Tutup telinga.
Oka!
Abis.
habis bagaimana dong?
Sekarang kamu harus nyanyi lagi.
Mengapa sih kau bilang-bilang di hatiku ini sedang jatuh-jatuh cinta kepadamu? Cintamu sehingga tetanggaku yang mendengar ceritanya semuanya jadi pasang telinga.
Pacarmu bilang cintamu paling romantis.
Aku tak tahu.
Pacarmu bilang cintamu berbunga-bunga.
Aku tak tahu.
Pacarmu bilang cintamu paling romantis.
Aku tak tahu.
Pacarmu bilang cintamu berbunga-bunga.
Aku tak tahu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.